This is How to Human, Season 2, Episode 4. In this episode, I'm going to cover what I think will happen with the novel coronavirus. In the end, I think we're going to open up sooner rather than later and deal with the virus out in the wild and the death that will come. There are several reasons I think this, but generally, it's the least bad of the evils in front of us. We do hear a lot of messaging from the media, doctors, politicians, and many of our peers to self-isolate, to keep this virus from spreading by staying in our homes. And the problem with that list of people is that they're all generally upper middle class or higher. People who aren't directly affected. It's not that dissimilar from not understanding the healthcare system because nobody pays their own medical bills. It's all done through an insurer that nobody touches. So nobody really understands what the healthcare system is like. And so a lot of the underlying pain that isn't being felt directly is ignored by people who are saying, here's what we think you should do, which is what the doctors recommend. And doctors are saying what they know is the best way to get rid of this virus. And they're not wrong. They're actually exactly right. But the question is getting rid of this virus in the way that they suggest the best decision when taking in all the data? And that's the emotional data and the logical data. The emotional data in the short term is really easy. That is, people are dying. People are suffering physically. We do not permit that in civilized countries. If it is preventable, we prevent it. The virus is real. The death is real. And so is the economic impact. States are already beginning to reopen, even California. And the experts say it's too soon. We are not ready to reopen, but we're doing it anyway because people are upset. The businesses in various states and other countries too are beginning to collapse. Rents are coming due, and we have in the United States at this point 9 million people who are unemployed that were not before. It's a mess. Can the U.S. or other modern countries survive with this self-isolation? So far, it seems no. We're too pampered. We're too individualistic. This isn't World War II, where people put aside their own wants and needs for a greater good. We're just not that people anymore. And then the question would be, Dave Messman, what about a test for the virus? What about waiting for a vaccine? What about all these deaths? One of the first estimates for the United States death toll without social distancing was 2.2 million deaths. And right now we're at about 60,000. That's a ton. My heart hurts for that too. It will be much more real when somebody who is not 2 degrees of separation away from me dies. That's the closest that's come to me. Yes, that will hurt. I'm not saying I want this. I'm saying it's inevitable. This isn't that dissimilar from making a choice of cutting off our leg or spending a year living inside a house with black mold and then dealing with the health repercussions for the next decade from breathing in that mold. There is a shorter term, really hard choice and a longer term difficulty that will not have the same immediate impact, but will hurt definitely for a much longer period. These are awful choices. These are impossibly terrible choices. Both are right, and both are wrong. Quoting the great philosopher Thanos, the hardest choices require the strongest wills. I don't have to make this call, but I'm trying to use logic And that includes how people behave, the death tolls, the emotional tolls, all of it, to see what we're likely to do. Because it's a choice. It's something like we've never experienced. This isn't 1918. So we have to decide. And what are we going to decide? We'll see. But if I was to make a guess, it would be that we'll reopen sooner rather than later. That's the end of this episode of How to Human. If you like this podcast, give it 5 stars. If you hate it, send a comment or a death threat to howtohumancdt@gmail.com. And I'll talk to you next time.